May 23rd, Jesus says, God, who is good, puts people to the test, but he never imposes a sacrifice superior to the rules of justice. He leads people nearly to the gates of sacrifice, and then offers help, and is satisfied with the goodwill of obedience by his faithful servant. Besides, the goodwill of obedience is often more painful than the sacrifice in itself. For this, when prompt, leads promptly to peace, communicating an elation which is the explanation for all sacrifices, including human deeds. While knowing one must carry out a sacrifice, knowing it far in advance is a much more painful torture, deprived of all the impetuous strength gladdening the spirit of a hero. It is for this reason that the Lord's goodness hides the future from you and says, never try to lift up the veils. To a few, victims chosen by love, that finds them worthy of this election. God's will regarding sacrifice is made known in advance. Even as man, I always knew it. With the robe of flesh I did not dull my divine mind, and never, even for an instant, from the time I became Jesus, was what was reserved for me unknown to me. But I was the great victim, and that explains everything. For others, victims, and how dear to God, the sacrifice is clarified, when it is already imminent, and when love has already fortified them for martyrdom. Others, not victims, but worthy of being such, are shown the need for sacrifice. It is already begun, and then that suffices. God rewards the goodwill of obedience, which is already sacrifice. Sacrifice of the heart and mind, proof of faithfulness to God. And God says to his faithful one the words which made Abraham blessed. I have known that you fear the Lord your God, and that you do not deny me the things dearest to you. I thus tell you that, as you have done this for me, I shall bless you, and since you have obeyed my voice, you will hear it saying to you, reign, O my blessed one, in the kingdom which I have prepared for you, and may your name be written in the book of life, and may the heavens exult thereat, for there is a great celebration in them for every one of the blessed who newly enters into glory, and who rests in the inexpressible joy of contemplating and possessing God. Remain in peace. I am with you.